compromise on a solution for today.
Thank you for calling OMAX Health. This is Dimitri speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to suspend my shipment for OMAX 3.
Okay, you say you're trying to order a shipment of OMAX 3?
Suspend it. I'm on the automatic.
Okay. Provide me with your first and last name, please.
Dean Antonopoulos, A-N-T-O-N-O, P as in Paul, O-U-L-O-S.
Let's bear with me here. I'm still trying to find an account. D E A N?
Yes.
And you say your last name is spelled A N T O M.
N is a Nancy.
Oh, okay. N is a Nancy. A N T O N O P O U L O S?
Yes.
Would it wouldn't be under Chris, would it?
No.
Okay. Provide me with your email.
I'm not sure which address I would have given. Let me give you a couple. Dean T. Anto at yahoo.com.
Dean T. Anto. I'm trying to find that account here. Provide me with the your zip code.
Zip code?
46-0-3-2. Do you have like a order number or anything like that, or what's?
No, it's I was getting it quarterly, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe my last name wasn't fully spelled out. Maybe it was just A-N-T-O.
Let me try that. Did you receive an email from us?
You know what? Let me check that email box. It's kind of my junk email. Let me look it up.
I'm trying to find the account here. The Russian
That's weird.
And you're still receiving this from us?
I thought I was. I thought I'd be due pretty soon, actually.
When was the last time you received anything from us?
Well, I would have thought like 3 or 4 months ago.
What was the product that you had?
Omax 3.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
What city and state are you in?
Carmel, Indiana.
I see one person with your last name here. Yeah, I'm definitely not seeing anything here. The only person I seen with that last name in our system was a Chris.
So not under Anto or Antonopoulos, huh?
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything. I can check on my other system real quick. And you said the zip code was 47032?
No, 46032.
46032, yeah. And D-E-A-N was the last name. I mean, the first name.
First name, yeah, and then Anto or Antonopoulos would be the last name.
Yep, I'm only seeing a Chris in our system. Oh, here we go. Hold on. Antonotoulos.
That must have been a misspelling. I never caught it. What is the first name, Dean? And the address,
yes,
650 East Carmel Drive?
There's a different address.
Is it a P.O. box?
No.
1718 Timber Heights Drive.
Thank you. I do see here this is for the Omax Ultrapure. You're getting a 6-box set. You receive it every 6 months.
Oh, is it every 6? Okay.
Yeah, the last one you received was on May 4th.
I didn't receive one on May 4th.
Oh, yeah, it looks like it didn't charge you for it. Didn't charge, huh? Let me see. Oh, because you're 723. Might be the card. might be expiring soon.
What card was it?
We have one under 1111, last four digits, expiration 80723.
It ends in 1111, you said?
Right.
I don't remember ever having a card ending in 1111.
Well, yeah, this account is on every 6 months that you want to, what would you like to do with the account?
So, did a shipment go out or not?
No, sir. Nothing went out on
the
4th.
Yeah, so I just want to go ahead and keep it suspended.
Okay.
Let me update the spelling of my name and address, though.
Let me see here. Now, I wouldn't be able to change the address since it's in our old system. I can change the name if it was wrong, but the address I wouldn't be able to change.
Well, I've moved. That's also a problem.
I'm sorry?
I've moved.
Okay. Let me see here. Just bear with me here. Just bear with me. I'm trying to see, can we change that information? Because we have a new system now, so we're not able to, certain things we can't make changes to this in our old system. Unless you're trying to, like, to place a new order.
So, will I just be purged then?
Let me see. I don't want to give you any false information. Just provide me a few more seconds. Let me get the correct information for you. Thank you. Just bear with me, I'm just waiting on that. All right, yeah, we wouldn't be able to change anything on that. Unfortunately.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Unless you're like trying to place like a.
Go out since the card has been expired or whatever happened.
Yes, sir.
Okie dokie. Thank you very much.
All right. Is there anything else I can do for you?
That's it.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.